Welcome back to White Oaks Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin. We got Melissa Miller here as well. And on the phone, we've got WLFI meteorologist David Seipel here to talk a little winter weather on the first day of winter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Kevin and Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being available. Let's jump right into it. We've been watching this for several days now, and I learned from WLFI last night late. Chad Evans said that this thing might be moving in a couple hours before we originally thought it would. So I guess we'll take it from the top. What, tomorrow afternoon around 2 or 3 maybe?
You know what? It will definitely be coming in sooner. You know, Chad and I talk pretty frequently. He actually left me a note last night. And he said that he went ahead and told me that it looks to come in sooner, 3 to 6 p.m. So I came in this morning and did my regular forecasting, and recent models, even this morning, have pushed it, looks like, a little even earlier in the afternoon. From what I've been looking at through multiple computer model runs, and this was kind of expected, whenever you have this large push of Arctic air, it tends to speed up things. And I actually was mentioning that in a couple of my forecasts yesterday and Monday, that this might happen, that would be seeing this come in earlier on Thursday. So here we are a day before, and now we're talking maybe entering portions like Fowler, Rensselaer, Remington at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then coming into Lafayette with some of that sleet by 2, 3 o'clock, and then Clinton County seeing snow here by 5.
Oh, gosh.
this is going to be working in possibly at the worst time for the evening commute for those leaving work.
Right.
So that's been the big story this morning, is the fact that this is coming in a little earlier than we previously thought, which could definitely wreak havoc for that evening commute.
I think any time you have something that huge, it's going to pick up steam. You know, it's going to have the energy behind it and the momentum. And
you're exactly right there. You know, that's the story, it coming in sooner. But I think the good news that is coming more evident whenever you have this cold Arctic push, it's obviously bringing in very dry, cold air. So I think the snow totals have gone down a little bit just because we're not going to be seeing a lot of that moisture left around Friday. However, we're still going to have to deal with the wind and the very brutally cold temperatures that's going to be coming with that.
That was my next question. You know, we're all from here or from around Indiana, and we've lived here for a couple of years, we can deal with 4 to 8 inches of snow. That's no big deal. But
right.
The winds and the sustained winds and the wind chill factors, this is what we're going to watch. I think that maybe you could give us some more insight on the blowing snow. I think people don't realize how how dangerous that can be.
Exactly, and the focus will be our, obviously, north and south roadways with that strong west-northwest wind. That's going to be blowing that dry snow. It's going to be low visibilities will occur, and the National Weather Service has even talked about, you know, blizzard-like conditions. So there may be blizzard warnings posted tomorrow, or tomorrow night, maybe even into Friday. Since these winds will really start to pick up, and looking at the latest data this morning, it looks like the heaviest, strongest winds will occur Friday afternoon and evening. And you add on that layer of snow and that dry snow, low visibilities will be likely throughout the entire day for Friday. So it's not only Thursday will be the actual cold front moving through the heavy snow, but it looks drier in the case of snowfall on Friday, Mm-hmm. However, it's going to be windier with that blowing snow, dropping the lower visibility, making those drifts on the roadways and stuff like that. So that's, you know, more concerning to me than, I mean, like you said, we're used to the 4 to 8 inches. That's no problem.
Yeah.
We can deal with that. But it's the brutally cold temperatures that's getting below zero. Even after the cold front moves in Friday morning, we're forecasting lows to be near -5 for most of the area. I mean, we're only going to be seeing temperatures raise to maybe 0 to 1 degrees for Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
So very cold air. There's just a lot in play, but the amount of snow kind of backed off a little bit, but that's kind of like the least of my worries at this point.
Yeah. We've heard a lot of talk over the last couple of days, and we do occasionally throughout the winter months, of a flash freeze. Between 5 and 9, I think, is what WLFI had posted last night. I copied and pasted some stuff here, and that's tomorrow. Could you tell us what a flash freeze is and if we're going to be getting one of those?
So a flash freeze essentially occurs when temperatures drop very quickly. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be seeing high temperatures roughly around noon to about 2 o'clock in the mid-30s. And then by kind of running the model here, by 6 o'clock, we'll be in the teens. So that's a 15-degree drop within 3 hours. So when that happens, that essentially just freezes anything that's wet outside. And with the rain that we could see, it may not be a heavy rain, but it'll be a drizzle. It may just be a wet morning and early afternoon. Anything wet will certainly freeze very quickly, and that's where the term flash freeze comes into play. And then it's 11 o'clock Thursday now, and we're seeing single-digit temperatures.
Yeah.
So essentially a 30-degree drop within 6-7 hours.
You know, another number that was on your website last night at WLFI.com was the wind chill dropping to be like anywhere between -38 to -20. I don't know that it matters after -20. You can tell a whole lot.
Yeah.
But the amount of time that we're going to stay with a -negative wind chill.
Of course.
It's looking like 50 hours or something like that.
You're exactly right. It's going to be lasting that the long duration of just the windy conditions and the wind chill. It is going to be brutal. I will say that being outside for a long period of time, frostbite can occur within minutes with those types of temperatures and winds that we will see and the gusts that could easily reach 40 to 50 plus miles per hour.
Yeah.
11 o'clock at night Thursday, we're looking at wind chills possibly -17, and then Friday morning -33. I mean, I know not going to feel the difference, but it's just going to be brutally cold, brutally windy, and health wise, it's not safe to be out in conditions like that. Let alone just driving in that with the low visibility, with the blowing snow. It's just, again, multiple factors in play rather than looking at how much snow are we going to receive from the storm.
I've got two more questions for you.
Yes.
One is, I guess, could you give us your best forecast for actual snowfall amounts and some guesstimates here?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be the tricky part, and that's what I've kind of been talking about this morning to my viewers, that, you know, regardless if you see an inch, if you see 6 inches, it's going to be hard to find those totals after the storm moves out because the wind is going to be obviously moving things. We're going to have a lot of drifting. We're going to have places where there's an empty field where there may be little snow cover, but there's a lot more snow near the edges of the field, you know, something like that. But my best guesstimate so far right now for the really the Clinton County, for the entire WFI viewing area, 3 to 6 looks fairly decent. I think we'll have heavier totals to the north as the low kind of wraps around. But as I mentioned earlier, the good news is way of snowfall, I think most of that snow will fall Thursday late afternoon into the evening hours, and then just that blowing snow on Friday. I think most of that will dry up, and we will just see cloudy conditions for Friday.
All right. Well, a lot of us are already canceling or postponing our Christmas, unfortunately. Now, we always drive up to my in-laws in West Lafayette and then down to see my mom in Indianapolis, but we postpone that this weekend. What does next weekend look like when we're trying to reschedule our Christmas on what would be New Year's Eve, I guess?
I was just looking at that this morning, and I have to bring this up too. My family, we have had our Christmas planned for this Friday, and we had this big talk. You know, I was giving them what I thought was going to happen. I said, you know, let's maybe change this time frame, and I think that's going through a lot of people's mind. It's the holiday weekend. Of course, a lot of people are going to be traveling. But the next weekend for New Year's, it's actually looking well above normal for temperatures. And I was looking at this morning from the Climate Prediction Center that temperatures are looking to be well above normal for this time of year. We're possibly looking at 40s to maybe 50s for right now. But, you know, it's still a week away. We still have to get through this system. But it does certainly look warmer in terms of winter weather. Looks kind of unlikely that things might disrupt travel for at least New Year's for next weekend.
So I've got to ask you, you're talking about talking to the family and everybody. what is it like? Do you have anyone in the family who's like, now wait, I don't know, David may or may not be right. He's a meteorologist. do you have one of those people that kind of sticks it to you, or do you set down the law and say, hey, I'm a meteorologist. Listen to me. Trust me.
You know, I think every person in my family knows the type of meteorologist I am. I'm very data driven. I love weather. They've known it my whole life, but they know that I will give them a serious forecast. But then they'll joke with me. They'll have fun with me. You know, So it's always a running joke in the family just about the whole weatherman meteorologist aspect. But we can have
some fun with that, I'm sure.
Of course. So we always have fun for that reason. But anyways, it's interesting for sure to kind of have that dynamic in the family.
Yeah.
And I always get questions all the time and have been getting questions all week long in the family. And, all over the state.
Not everybody has a David Seiple they can text, do they?
Exactly. But that's where you watch WFI, and I'll try to give you the best forecast I can every morning and midday for sure. So
you guys do a great job for sure.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you being available to us. We're working on this relationship going back at least a year here, so we certainly appreciate that and want to wish you and the whole WLFI family Merry Christmas, and you and your personal family Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, thank you very much, and we wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and definitely a Happy New Year. And I'll be available anytime weather comes in, or even if we're just seeing quiet weather.
Okay. All right. We'll chat with you after the first of the year then, David. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. And Melissa, you have a great rest of the day, and I think you're going to come in and play.
Yeah, I'm actually going to come in. Cindy and I are hoping maybe we can knock out a lot of the stuff if we get it.
Good. Let's get out of here.
Get a lot of the production so we don't have to be in there this weekend.
Good. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you after a while then. Thanks a lot. And thanks for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Welty Custom Exteriors, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals in Clinton County, DailyNews.com. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Thursday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from